Nolte, World Spared Wonder Woman 3 After Patty Jenkins Goes Full Diva. By John Nolte on December 9, 2022. Patty Jenkins refused to take story notes from another woman. And now the world will be spared her rendition of Wonder Woman 3. The far-left rap has the hilarious lowdown on Jenkins going full diva. Warner Brothers Film Group co-chairpersons and CEOs Michael De Luca and Pamela Abdi didn't think Jenkins' treatment for Wonder Woman 3 was any good. De Luca and Abdi communicated that they didn't get the treatment, didn't think it was the right direction for the franchise. They then asked Jenkins if she would consider another direction. Here's how that went down. According to one insider, Jenkins refused and let De Luca and Abdi know that they were wrong, that they didn't understand her, didn't understand the character, didn't understand character arcs and didn't understand what Jenkins was trying to do. To underscore her point, according to the first insider, Jenkins sent an email to De Luca that ended with a link to the Wikipedia definition of character arc. Jenkins was told that if she wanted to come back and pitch a different direction for Wonder Woman, the studio would hear it. She stood firm to her vision and responded that if they didn't want to do her treatment, she wasn't going to do a different one and would instead just move on to her next film. Harumph, 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 went Patty, don't you know who I am? Jenkins. And then she emails them that Wikipedia definition. Ha 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 ha. That's what you call a dick move. Let's all thank the movie gods. One of those Warner executives who told Jenkins her treatment stunk is named Pamela. I know the year is 2021 and it's foolish to assume someone named Pamela is a girl. But since Jenkins is not running around screaming about how she's a victim of sexism, that's probably a fair assumption. What a jerk. Has Jenkins watched Wonder Woman 1984? That movie was such a piece of garbage that even woke critics couldn't be bothered to carry its water. Wonder Woman 1984 stunk. After the original Wonder Woman proved to be such a hit, Warners allowed Jenkins to pretty much run with the sequel. And she produced a $200 million woke turd where Wonder Woman basically rapes a guy. Whose bright idea was that? Jenkins should thank the good Lord Wonder Woman 1984 was released during the pandemic. It would have flopped otherwise, and compared to other movies released during the same pandemic, it did flop. So now Jenkins is off to do her next movie. At one time that was supposed to be a Star Wars movie. But that now appears to be dead, along with every other Star Wars movie. Maybe Jenkins should email Lucasfilm Chief Kathleen Kennedy the Wikipedia definition of Mary Sue. You would think the critical and commercial failure of Wonder Woman 1984 would humble Jenkins a bit. Would bring her down to earth, would remind her she's fallible and should at least be open to trying other people's ideas. Nope. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot seems willing to go on without Jenkins. Maybe Gadot saw Wonder Woman 1984 and tweeted that she's eager to share the next chapter of the character with the fans. Gadot likely feels loyal to Jenkins, the director who made her a superstar. But everyone knows Jenkins totally dropped the ball with that sequel, and Gadot probably has a contract to do the third. All I want from Wonder Woman 3 is some cleavage. That's it. A little sex. A little vavavoom. This woke puritanism is the worst. P.S. If you want to see a perfect example of access journalism in action, read the original rap story and count the number of times the rap assures readers that new DC chiefs James Gunn and Peter Safran had nothing to do with rejecting the precious Jenkins. Pathetic.